From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The government's main securities watchdog group is charging investment bank Goldman Sachs with fraud over its marketing of debt products tied to the subprime mortgage market. Jacob Frankel is an attorney and former Securities and Exchange Commission enforcement lawyer. He explains the nature of the government's case against Goldman.
The SEC, in this civil case, simply is charging that Goldman Sachs and one of its vice presidents committed fraud against investors by stating incorrectly certain facts and leaving out key facts about a financial product.
The financial product in question apparently was a complex instrument that Goldman allegedly marketed to clients without telling them the firm was effectively betting against it, since it contained subprime loans that tumbled when the housing market declined. Goldman called the SEC's charges unfounded. President Obama says he will veto any financial regulatory overhaul legislation that does not adequately deal with the issue of derivatives. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president's comments came after his opening statement at a White House meeting of his outside economic advisors. He was asked if he'd veto the bill if, as passed, it doesn't do enough to regulate the financial industry.
I want to see what emerges, but I will veto legislation that does not bring the derivatives market under control and some sort of regulatory framework that assures that we don't have the same kind of crisis that we've seen in the past.
During prepared remarks, the president also answered Republicans who charged that the law would lead to more government bailouts of big banks. He said that is wrong. Meanwhile, Senate Republican leadership says the party is unified in opposition to the bill as currently written. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Serious safety violations at Massey Energy coal mines continued even after the deadly blast at the company's Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia last week. NPR's Howard Berkus reports more than 60 new violations were discovered.
Federal mine safety records analyzed by the Associated Press show that inspectors went into more than 30 underground mines owned by Massey Energy after the explosion at Upper Big Branch on April 5th. The mines in Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia received spot checks and routine inspections. More than 60 serious safety citations were issued. Massey's Aracoma Alma mine in West Virginia was cited for conveyor belt problems. That same mine had a deadly conveyor belt fire in 2006. A Kentucky mine was cited three times for an accumulation of potentially explosive coal dust. Several Massey mines were not cited at all. All mines in West Virginia were asked to sit idle today by Governor Joe Manchin. He wants miners to focus on safety instead and to honor the 29 victims of last week's explosion. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Wall Street tumbled at week's end in reaction to the Goldman Sachs charges. The Dow dropped 125 points for a loss of more than 1%. You're listening to NPR. The top military commander in Afghanistan says there are signs some Taliban fighters are training in Iran. According to General Stanley McChrystal, it appears some weapons and ammunition have been flowing into the country. Speaking at France's Military Institute, McChrystal said that while he has no proof that Iran's government is channeling fighters or equipment into the country, he would be concerned if flows increase. Last month, Pentagon officials accused Iran of playing a double game, nurturing relations with Afghanistan, while at the same time supporting insurgents. Thick ash from an Icelandic volcano that erupted Wednesday has decimated European air travel for a second day. Terry Schultz visits the European Air Traffic Control Center in Brussels, where experts are not promising any quick relief.
Here in the Operations Center of Eurocontrol, the intergovernmental agency that coordinates the air traffic of 40 European countries, the weekend is not bringing any prospect of relaxation.
So now this is an evolving picture showing this is the real situation right now.
Kenneth Thomas, a manager at Eurocontrol, says while there's the good news that Scotland and Ireland have opened some airports, fewer than half of scheduled flights to and from Europe actually got off the ground today. And
with the prognosis right now, we will have more closed airspace tomorrow than we have today.
Besides ongoing paralysis in the Nordic countries, Belgium, the Netherlands, and others, Thomas says he expects to see several more states, including Austria and Italy, face some closures. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
According to the federal government, three big companies that continue to stay afloat as a result of federal bailout funds will see the salaries of their top earners cut this year. Just five individuals from the firms will be earning salaries of more than $500,000 a year. Three companies are General Motors, GMAC, and American International Group. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.